Welcome to the Buff Daddy-O Podcast. Gentlemen, as busy, tired fathers, there is a tendency to let ourselves go. We have 101 other things that need our time and energy. Kids, partner, boss, a falling down house. But we need to look after ourselves better, don't we? We need to get rid of those bellies and man boobs and build some muscle and stamina. And this podcast is all about helping guys like us find a dad-friendly way to do that. Now your host, Chris Davidson, has a weird accent. Please prepare yourself for this, but what he discusses will truly allow you to get leaner, fitter, and healthier, and become a true buff daddy-o.
Episode 13, Getting in Shape as a Stay-at-Home Dad. Hello there, I hope you're keeping well, I hope you're looking after yourself, I hope you're managing to eat a little bit better and work in some training into your hectic life, and of course I hope this podcast is helping you a little way to do that. I've got another great interview coming up today, this time with a stay-at-home dad who's managing to get himself in great shape, despite his hectic life with kids to look after during the day. His name is Dave Lesser, and he has a fantastically named blog, Amateur Idiot Professional Dad. So that interview is coming up just in a couple of minutes. But first of all, I see that a few of you have already gotten yourself the free audiobook from Audible that I mentioned over the last couple of episodes. If you haven't already got your free audiobook of your choice, if you go to buffdaddy.com/book, you can get a kind of no strings free audiobook of whatever you like. But I would ask those who have already got themselves a free book, if you could just get in touch with me and let me know what you got and if it's any good, because I really am pathetic at picking books. I always get sucked in by the cover. If it has a nice jazzy looking cover on it, I judge a book by its cover, I guess. So let me know what you've got and if it's any good and if you'd recommend it, certainly. But as I say, for those of you who haven't already got your free book of your choice, go to thebuffdaddy.com/book link, which is in the show notes for this episode, buffdaddy.com/13. So it's still the Easter holidays here. My kids are off for 2 whole weeks and I'm enjoying every minute. I'm cherishing every moment, every second. There's a heavy amount of sarcasm there. No, it's great fun. It's good seeing them. But as you can probably imagine, it can be a bit of a challenge at times, obviously, keeping them amused and fed and to stop them bickering and stuff like that. But yes, good to have them at home. But I am certainly looking forward to them going back to school eventually. But one project I'm planning to do while they're off school will hopefully help out dads like you and me. What I'm going to try and do is to film a workout involving your kids. And I don't mean a kind of everyone stand in line and do happy clappy dance moves together. I don't mean working out with your kids like your kids are also working out. What I mean is I'm going to try and put together a workout, and I'm going to video the whole thing, obviously. A workout where you use your kids as weights. Either the kids are taking the place of a dumbbell or a barbell, or they're there to make normal bodyweight exercises that little bit harder. So yes, I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to try and keep them amused one day while also hopefully putting together a workout that anyone with a couple of kids of hopefully differing weights can do whenever they get the chance. But what I would ask you to do, if you go to the Buff Daddy-O contact page, if you have any experience of using your kids as exercise tools and any exercises that you'd recommend, do please let me know and I'll try to include those in the workout. But I'll keep you up to date over the next couple of weeks on how that's going. There's obviously going to be some video editing involved and yet another bloody bit of software that I have to learn how to use. But there you go. Anyway, enough of my rabbiting on. Let's get right down to the interview. So I spoke to Dave Lesser. I got to know Dave through a dad bloggers group on Facebook that I'm a member of. And when I found out that he was into events and sort of outdoorsy events while also being a stay-at-home dad, I reached out and I asked him if he'd be willing to come on and chat to me for 15 minutes or so just about how he manages to organise his life in such a way that he still gets everything done that he needs to get done in terms of the house and the kids, but also how he manages to get himself in shape and any dietary advice or things like that that he'd like to give us. So let's move on straight into that interview. Okay, so today I'm glad to be able to talk to Dave Lessert. He's a married, stay-at-home dad of two kids. He is also into crazy endurance races like Tough Mudder and Spartan races and stuff like that. Also a fledgling media star. He's even been on TV and published in Time magazine. So, Dave, you also have a fantastically titled blog, Amateur Idiot Professional Dad. So thanks for coming on the podcast.
No problem. It's fun to be here.
Can you just quickly give me an insight into your family life? Where in the world are you? I know you're on the East Coast. And how old are your kids? And how long have you been a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, I'm in Jersey, New Jersey. And I've been a stay-at-home dad since my daughter was born. She's 5.5 years old, so it was from day one. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember your other questions right now.
Just how old are your kids?
So she's 5.5, and she's in preschool. That's where she is right now. And my other one is 2 years old. He just turned 2, and he's napping right now.
I'm kind of the same. I have all three of them are watching one episode of Dora, and then after Dora, that's to keep the two-year-old girl happy. Then after that, my boys are allowed to play PlayStation, but they have to do that and entertain their sister at the same time.
Ooh, so that's tricky.
That's going to go horribly wrong in about 30 seconds. I know it is, but anyway.
My two-year-old, the boy, so the older one's a girl, the younger one's a boy, but he's into like the boy things, the traditional boy things. He loves, trains and blocks, but he also super loves Dora and all of the princess things that my daughter's into. It's really funny. He'll walk around wearing her tiara and necklaces. He started singing the songs from Frozen. It's okay. Funny.
Cool.
He wants to be his sister.
Well, I suppose we have the opposite because my youngest is a girl. She kind of walks around with this, it's an Iron Man, but it's about the size of a Barbie doll. So she walks around calling it irony, like it's a sort of, and tries to dress him up and stuff. So yeah, I think we're going to have to buy her some girl stuff because we don't really have many girl
That's
toys
funny.
In the place.
Yeah, I know with all the princess dolls, with my daughter, they always end up naked. So yeah, I don't know if she does that as well.
Anyway, well, regarding kind of staying in shape, have you always been one of those guys who tries to stay in shape, or is it a fairly recent thing?
It's actually a fairly recent thing that started after my daughter was born. I'd always, in high school I played tennis, and I was always the skinny guy, but never a gym guy. Even barely ran, but was always in sort of quote unquote shape, I guess. Never muscular, but always sort of thin. But it caught up to me because I was getting older, and I realized I was just way out of shape. I became like the skinny fat guy, and my face was all like bloated, and my stomach was big, but I still have my skinny little chicken legs and chicken arms and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so it sucked, and I was looking in the mirror and not liking it, man. So I started going to the gym shortly after my daughter was born, and it was sort of slow going at first because it was intimidating. I didn't know how to use the equipment. I was, I was intimidated by the like muscle dudes who were in there.
Sure.
So I started out with like the Nautilus kind of stuff and worked my way into, a comfort level that, now mostly when I'm there, I'll do free weights and other, whatever kind of circuit I'm into at that particular time. And like you said, I've gotten into the obstacle course racing. This Sunday, I'm running something called Mudders and Grunters, which isn't really an obstacle course race. It's a trail race, but it's through a lot of mud and some water and stuff like that. So it should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to specifically train for those events, or do you just sort of train week to week, and if an event comes up, then fine, but you don't have to alter what you do week to week?
This one's more of just running, so it's, I've been focusing more on running, and, it's been freezing here, so it's been a lot on the treadmill, but hill training and stuff like that. But for the Spartan race and Tough Mudder, where there is more upper body stuff, it's a great way to sort of focus your workout on, okay, I can't just do this. I sort of also have to think about these other things, including stuff that you might not necessarily think about as far as like the you know, muscle development, like your grip strength, because some of the things are, you know, like the monkey bars or, you know, a wall traverse. And so it's these sort of random muscles that you're working and sort of gearing towards the competition a little bit.
So you have the house kids to look after during the day, like me. But I'm fortunate enough to, I found a gym where they have like a, it's a creche, it's like a daycare where you pay by the hour. So so my two boys are in school, but I can drop my daughter off at the gym for like an hour. They tire her out for me while I go tire myself out in the gym. Then I pick her up an hour later. I'm assuming you don't have that luxury. How often do you train, and how do you manage to fit in workouts and the kids and the house?
I actually do have something like that. The gym that I go to has like a daycare there. Mm-hmm. So usually the morning routine is my wife and I scramble to get our daughter ready for school. Mm-hmm. It's always barely last minute getting out of the house just in time. We drop her off, then I drop my wife off at the train station. And then it's usually every other day I try to get into the gym. You know, I'll go straight there, and they have a daycare from 9 to 12 or from 4 to closing. So it's kind of tough. If I don't get there in the morning, it's tough to go later. But yeah, they have the daycare, so I drop him off there, and they, like you said, they tire him out. He's usually ready for a nap when we get home.
Yeah, it's perfect. They have a way of tiring her out in ways that I don't seem to know. I don't really know what they do, but she's just shattered. It's great.
Well, it's great with other kids. I mean, he's got the older sister, so he loves being around other kids. He's super social. So I think I love when I see like four or five other kids in there, because I know he's going to have a good time.
Now, I was talking to another dad recently for another episode, and he does endurance races, and he said he can sort of eat pretty normally without putting on weight as long as he's sticking to a running schedule. Are you someone who puts on weight easily if you stop training, or if you don't eat fairly healthily? Do you have to watch what you eat, or can you kind of get away with whatever?
I've never really been on a diet. One of those guys, I do try and eat healthy. I don't eat fried foods, really. I eat very little fast food. You know, I try and stick with the lean proteins. If I'm eating carbs, I try and do whole wheat or beer. I get a lot of my carbs from beer. and I force myself to eat veggies every day and fruit. So I try and eat healthy, but it's not a diet thing. And
sure,
even during the winter, when it was tougher to run or get to the gym, I still tried to maintain, you know, not to keep in like the race shape or anything, but just to sort of keep it going until the weather got nicer.
I always try and ask dads I interview this, that, I mean, even though neither you or I is a fitness guru or anything, we both clearly have managed to get in shape and stay that way no matter what life throws at us. Well, decent shape, let's say. What kind of advice, though, would you give to a dad who's struggling to even get started or struggles to stick with any type of training plan and look after himself a bit better? Is there anything that you found that's kind of worked for you to get you out of any rut into a position where you're just working out on a weekly basis?
For me, these obstacle course races, and now I've you know, since then gotten into just the regular sort of road and trail races. I'm actually planning on running my first marathon in October. I ran my first half marathon last year. I think having something to train for, something that you enjoy doing, but something that's, you know, a month or two or whatever ahead of time to gear your training towards is really helpful. So then you're not just sort of working out and maybe seeing results or maybe not. You really get to compete with other people and yourself, and you know, you have to hold yourself to a certain standard. But I found that that's a good motivator for me.
Sure. No, I think you're right. I mean, I find myself, if I don't have a goal, then there's nothing driving me. I mean, there's in my head, it's like, well, so what if I skip this next set? Or so what if I even skip this whole workout?
It's exactly.
It's not going to affect anything. Whereas if you have a race or you have an event coming up or something, then you kind of crap yourself. You think, well, if I don't do this, I'm going to fail miserably.
Especially if you're doing it with friends and you want to make them look bad. I find that.
Yes, guy competition is the way forward, I think. Okay, well, in terms of the media stuff that you've been kind of on a few news programs, is that right over in the States?
Yeah, there was this, I don't know if it's made it to you guys, but the whole Ban Bossy campaign, sort of one of these things that has a good goal, which is to make sure that our girls don't shrink from leadership positions as they get older, which I guess there's a tendency to do. The great thing about my writing is that I do no research whatsoever. It's all just based on my own experiences. So what the research, I guess, tends to say, and one of the reasons is because girls are called bossy or pushy or these other sort of code words, whereas boys are told they're being good leaders.
Uh-huh.
So my take on the whole thing was that there's a difference between being a leader and being bossy. And that's what I wanted to teach my daughter, the difference. And if that means still using the word bossy and pushy, then I would do so in a gender-neutral way. And, you know, I've called my two-year-old boy bossy because he can be, he can get that way sometimes too. So
sure.
I think it's the analogy that I used. I stole actually from one of the other dad bloggers. He uses it for as a nutritional guide, is go slow, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, there are go foods like fruits and vegetables. There are slow foods, I guess, like, you know, certain carbs. And there are woe foods like, you know, chocolate and Oreos and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And so my analogy was that there are go words, which build people up. There are woe words, which are, you know, the words we never use, like the N-word or the derogatory word for a homosexual. Those
sure.
are words that we just, they don't fly. And then there are slow words. And those are the words that are used to criticize people. And you have to make sure you use them carefully. And I think bossy is definitely in that middle category.
Getting a bit more exposure in the fact that you have your website, the amateuridiotprofessionaldad.com, is that something that you would like to build up in the future? Is it like a sort of hobby thing that you do, or would you literally
start
getting an income from it in some way?
It's definitely a hobby, but it's nice making money from it. The Time magazine thing was sort of a fluky start. They wrote an article about how working wives are embarrassed by their stay-at-home husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote a response just on my blog.
Yeah, I saw it.
And I tweeted it to Time Magazine, and I tweeted it to the author of the article. And they liked it, and they wanted me to write something else for them. And so that's sort of how that got started. And then a daytime talk show over here called The Bethany Frankel Show, which is now off the air. It was not my fault, despite the rumors you may have heard. they saw the article that I wrote for Time and wanted me in a panel of dads answering audience questions. And then Time Magazine saw me on that show and wanted me to write something else about them. So it was this weird, crazy, incestuous loop that I got involved in.
Just from tweeting something to Time Magazine,
yeah,
which you wrote.
So Twitter,
wow, that's pretty cool. Twitter's the way forward.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, speaking of social media, if anyone listening wants to kind of connect with you in some way or follow what you're doing, is Twitter the place to follow you? Are you more active on Twitter than Facebook, or do you do both?
I do both, and I try and, you know, not repeat myself too often on both. So on Facebook, you know, it's / amateur idiot professional dad, and on Twitter it's at amateur idiot, and I tend to be a little more sarcastic and random on Twitter, just because it's I sort of like let it fly on that one a little bit more. But yeah,
I always find there's a different atmosphere on different platforms. Twitter is very much who can be the cheekiest person on Twitter, whereas Facebook seems much more kind of, I don't know, sensible discussions. I don't know.
A little bit, yeah. Well, the article that I actually just posted today on my own site was in response to some of those stupid Facebook memes, which basically say that dads are idiots.
Uh-huh.
The one in particular that has the graph of the circle with, it has one circle with mom and one with dad, and all the questions going to mom or, you know, what time are we eating, where's my jacket, I'm cold, or whatever. And then the one question for it is, where's mom?
Ah, okay.
And yeah. So, I mean, it's a silly thing. It's stupid, but you see it so often on Facebook, and I'm always shocked about how many likes these kinds of things get and how often women are, I don't know, empathizing with this viewpoint. It seems so insane and outdated, but I guess it persists.
It annoys me whenever I see sort of women putting things together like that, just sort of patting each other on the back and denigrating fathers a bit, as if we have this sort of backseat role and all we're good for is being kind of Mr. Entertainment or swinging kids around or whatever.
I mean, that's fun too, but...
yeah, but that's only part of our massive skill set.
Right.
Thanks so much for taking the time during your son's nap. I hope he stays down for a little while longer so you can get another cup of coffee, maybe.
You read my mind. I am getting another cup of coffee.
I always just love hearing from normal dads who are just trying to manage and to stay in shape in and around everything else that's going on without, like you said, without necessarily obsessing about working out or eating weird diets, just managing to get it done and then get back to the family. So thanks again for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
Great stuff there from Dave. Thanks again, Dave, if you're listening, for your time. Just some very realistic, usable bits of advice there that he gave for dads who either are stay-at-home dads or just are very short on time, about how you can kind of help yourself stay motivated and follow a fairly normal, realistic way of eating while still getting to indulge every now and again. And that's what it's all about, as dads trying to get in shape. I think we don't need to follow some weird ass diet forever and ever and ever. We don't, as just the same as we don't need to follow some weird full-on 6 hours a week workout plan either. It's just about doing sensible things more often than not. It's a kind of 80-20 rule, I suppose. If 80% of the time you're eating right and fitting in your workouts, then do whatever you want the other 20% of the time. You need to keep yourself sane. A man needs a beer. A man needs a bit of a blowout, as you well know, from time to time. So the way Dave does it, and I guess the way I talk on the podcast here in general, that's the way you've got to do it. You find a realistic way for you to fit in your workouts and stay motivated. If that's using events the way Dave does, or tracking things the way I've spoken about before, then both those are great ways to keep yourself motivated and progressing. But the important thing is you just keep on turning up. Keep on turning up to your workouts. Keep on doing as best you can with the diet. And great things will eventually happen. But we need to kind of have a longer term view, rather than expecting to be an Adonis after 3 or 4 weeks of giving it a crack. So obviously there will be links in the show notes, buffdaddyo.com/13 to Dave's blog, amateuridiotprofessionaldad.com, and how you can follow Dave through various newfangled social media things, whichever one you use. But I'll also put links to a couple of Dave's most recent articles in those fairly impressive publications that he spoke about during the interview. He has a great take on parenthood and how to just cope as a father nowadays. So I'd encourage you to check out Dave's articles too. So a short and sweet episode this week. I hope you got a lot of benefit there from hearing what Dave does to get himself in shape. And like I said at the start of the episode, if you can make sure to let me know if you've got yourself a free audiobook, what you thought of it, via the buffdaddyo.com/book link. And also if you find yourself working out with your kids, lifting them, doing some type of exercise that works for you, if you could let me know via the contact page on the site too, that would be great and would help me put together a fairly comprehensive workout you can do with your kids whenever you get a chance. So the next episode coming up in a few days is going to be an interview with a bodyweight exercise expert who's also coincidentally a father. He has some great tips again on if you don't have equipment or you just prefer not using equipment, what you can do to get yourself in shape. So if you can make sure to subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or the RSS feed or Stitcher or however you get your podcasts, you'll make sure that you get that episode whenever it's up and ready. And if you're enjoying the podcast, I would love it if you could leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher, even if it's just clicking a certain number of stars and giving it a rating. That just helps other guys who are scrolling through the various podcasts on iTunes to see whether this is something that can help them get themselves in shape. I would really appreciate any reviews or ratings that you can leave for the podcast. So I will speak to you in a few days with the next episode. Until then, like I always say, look after yourself. Start doing the right things for your body. No one else has the time to look after you. You need to start making some simple changes to your diet, fitting in your workouts, and eventually great things will happen. It's small steps over and over and over again. So I'll speak to you in a few days. Cheerio.